You know, it's the truth of that song that we just sung, I pray, is engraved on your heart on this Sunday morning, that you will trust in God because you know that he never fails. If that's your testimony, why don't you go ahead and praise God for what he has already done. And I'm grateful for our media ministry, our praise team, our greeters, and each of you as we turn our attention to the Word of God, as we continue in our series, a very timely series in Promise Keeper, that our God is a promise keeper. I invite you to join me in your copy of God's Word to Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah. And our message is going to come from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. In fact, particularly the 40th chapter and verse 8. This may be a familiar passage for many of you who grew up in traditional church. We'd often recite this verse after reading every scripture. And I want to bring it to your attention because I understand and believe that the Lord still speaks to us through his word. Listen to it. Verse 8. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Oh, I hope you caught the promise. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but here's the promise. The word of our God will stand forever. Would you just turn to somebody and just tell them, it will stand. See, God's word will stand not just in one season or one setting. The text says his word stands forever. Pray with me. Father, we trust in you. And there are so many times where we have area to grow in that trust. We know through your word that you never fail. So help us grow in our faith, even in the most challenging times, to trust you and to trust your word. As we look into your word, we ask that you would condition our hearts and our minds to be receptive soil for your word. That you would speak through your servant, that your servants will hear and be assured of your presence, your power, and experience peace because we've placed our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. January 8th, New York Times headlines. Barrel rips through Houston, knocking out power for millions. Some of us are still experiencing the effects of that storm. Some of us right now are still going through the debris cleanup, but thank God you're still here to testify that even though you've gone through the storm, you made it out of the storm. I'm trying to help you understand something, because God is faithful to his word. But check it. They said that millions were without power. Well, my family, along with many of you, we're still experiencing that reality. But as I was navigating our neighborhood, trying to make my way out, I noticed some linemen in the neighborhood. I became encouraged and began to pray that God would protect them as they are working fiercely to restore electricity to our neighborhood. We have down power lines everywhere, and they are there doing their hardest work to restore electricity. Because as I was navigating out of that neighborhood, Dr. Parkson, you have the same reality, that I looked at the linemen, I looked at the trucks, and it said, electricity company. God arrested me, and he said, there's something wrong with that New York Times headline, because though there are millions without electricity, for the believer, we're never without power. I'm in the text, y'all. Because the God we sing about and the God we serve has all power. And when we look at his word, we have access to his power that enables us. I want you to get this. It enables us to be able to go through what we're going through. Because unlike electricity services, our God never loses power. when you are in need of power to deal with the circumstances of life, I want to encourage you to look at God's word, to read it, remember it, recite it, write it, believe it, because God is true to his word. The promises of God to be able to allow us to remain confident in the power of God to rescue us and reclaim us and restore us and redeem us. And I just need to know for a moment, just let me take a survey just right quick. Anybody believe in the word of God? Have you seen the word of God work in your life? You placed your trust in God and you can testify that you know that God's word is true. His word is true. Because what's most significant about his word is that his word tells us that when we place our trust in him, we receive the gift of salvation, the gift of deliverance, the gift of rescue. Even in times when we have rebelled against God's will and been disobedient as a nation, as a people, have we been disobedient against God, God assures us in his word that his love is an everlasting love. And if you just turn your attention to him, focus on his word, trust him at his word, he is able to still deliver you. He's still able to deliver us. Because in his providential gaze, Paulette, the Lord knew what we'd be going through before we ever knew that we'd be going through it. Oh, and in that gaze, he's already provided for us what we need. You heard me say it before, I'm going to say it again, to get through what we're going through, because our God is a promise keeper. See, this passage is written primarily to the children of God. And in this context, they are willingly disobedient against the will and the plans and the purposes of God in their lives. They're now enthroned and entrusted in disobedience and disbelief. And as a consequence of their decision, they are now in calamity. They are now facing consequences of challenge because of their disobedience. They chose to turn away from God and place their trust in other things than God. And as a result, they felt like God was far from them. Oh, but here then is the good news of the text. Because Isaiah 40 gives a significant shift in the book of Isaiah. See, from chapter 1 to chapter 39, it's all about judgment as a result of their sinfulness. But in chapter 40, the God who loves his children gives them a word. And I want you to catch this, because the word he gives them is the word that we need today. And it begins at verse 1, where he says, it's a word of comfort. It's right there. He tells the prophet, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Don't miss this. Because anytime and every time we turn our attention to the word of God, we will receive comfort from God. There's comfort to be found in the word of God. Comfort like weeping might endure but a night, but joy comes in the morning. There's some comfort that you can find in the word of God. Like, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your pathway straight. There is comfort to be found in the word of God. I love this one. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So here the prophet comes and he reminds the people with this good word that God gives comfort to those who trust in him. I like what Frances Havergal said. She said, I never find that God fails to respond to trust. That's why in this chapter, we began by hearing the heart of God, that he cares for his people when he says, comfort, comfort my people. Comfort. Comfort means that we have something reliable to cling to in an unreliable world. Comfort is when everything around us seems to be shifting like sand, that we root ourselves in the timeless truths of Scripture, knowing that God's word, his promises, his character, his love never fails. that God will comfort us. You know, brain imagery and studies have shown that a parent's voice is able to activate special areas in a child's brain. That when a child hears their parent's voice, it represents safety and security. When they hear the words of their parents, the intonation of their voice, it is so significant that scientists have now revealed that it lowers cortisol levels. That's the stress hormone. And it increases oxytocin. That's the love hormone or the bonding hormone. That when children hear their parents' voice, something on the inside starts to assure them that no matter what's happening, they are going to be okay because their parents are involved. Come here, I'm just trying to help you understand something. That when you look at the Word of God, you hear the voice of God. And when you hear the voice of God, you can have the comfort that comes from knowing that my God never fails. Who am I talking to in this place? Oh, that when you learn the Word of God, you digest the Word of God, you remember the Word of God, that the Word of God will strengthen you. It'll relieve your anxieties because God has never been out of control. Our nation, maybe. Our politics, certainly. Our weather, well, you already know that. And yet, in all of it, God is in control. And when we hear and believe God's word, particularly his promises, it brings comfort, no matter the circumstance or the situation. We're still in text. Because first, the Lord in this text reminds us of our own limitations. It's right there in verse 8. Context is such that he raises this illustrative metaphor of humanity. And he's basically saying that humanity is like grass. Humanity will wither and pass away. That like grass, particularly in Houston summer heat, green one day, brown the next, absent the next. It withers away. Flowers, as beautiful as they are, in a downpour, they wither away, which represents the fragility of humanity. It represents the fragility of human achievement and human life, that flowers symbolize beauty and youth that is often valued in this material world. He's saying that physical life and even health will pass away. I'm learning now, Fred. Nearing knocking on the door of 50, I'm learning that you can get hurt waking up in the morning. You just woke up. Tony, you're not there yet, man. You're still young. You don't know what I'm talking about just yet. But earthly powers and influences, they will pass away. That's why we should never put our hope or our trust in anything earthly. That the imagery reminds us that the temporary nature of earthly things is not where we should put our trust. Because in the world, everything passes away. Everything. From the youngest to the oldest. We won't always be here. You know I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to look in your medicine cabinet, but I'm just telling you. We're not going to always be here. But God calls us to encourage his people with hope of his promises. That amidst the whirlwind of life, what is certain is change. But what will never change is God. Everything else may change. Look, in Texas summer, we have come to know how in one day the weather can change from calm to calamity. It could be from sunny to stormy, from drought to downpour, from hot days and hot nights. Oh, but the assurance is that our God's word, it won't pass away. And it challenges us to really begin to reconsider our priorities. reconsider what we hold most valuable in life. I mean, how much of our time and our energy do we invest in things that will ultimately wither and fade? That's a question for us to ponder personally. In the midst of all that we've experienced, where do you put your trust? Where does your trust come from? The text says that humanity, earthly things, grass withers and the flowers fade. But there's a significant but in the text. It's right there. It says, but the word of our God stands forever. That in contrasting human frailty, you have God's sovereignty. And God's word is always fulfilled because God backs up his word. Look at what it says. It stands forever. The God's word remains constant in an unchanging world. That God's word is reliable and trustworthy, and his promises are true. Even if your circumstances don't look like what you believe, you can stand on God's word because God's word will always stand. Isaiah 55, God reveals. Isaiah 55, 10 through 11. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and do not return, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. I hope you get this. His word never changes. Oh, but his word changes things. His word don't change. Oh, but his word changes things. Ask some disciples who found themselves in the midst of a storm, but they had Jesus on board. And when Jesus was on board, they got the problem to Jesus, and Jesus stepped out of the storm, saw the winds and the waves, and he said, peace be still, because his word changes things. Ask the centurion who came to Jesus and said, my servant is sick. You don't have to come to my house, Jesus. You don't have to step in my doorway. You just say the word. Because he knew that God's word still works and his word changes things. No matter what's going on in your life, look at God's word to be the determining factor of your life. That you don't lose faith, you don't lose hope, you don't lose trust because you believe, you know in the certainty of God's word because God's word is always true. His word works because God works his word. His word is always true. And I realized this as I was navigating. Like many of us, I was driving, trying to find fuel. That's this week. And so if you have some fuel, let me know. Okay, but anyway. And unbeknownst to me, Will, as I pulled into a gas station, I turned my vehicle off, Austin. Turned the vehicle off, went in, and they told me what the last gas station told me. They didn't have any fuel. Greg, I got back to the truck, and I turned the key. But Tony, nothing was happening. Now, you have to understand the context here. All the power's out. You've driven it. All the traffic lights are out. I know that I have insurance and that coverage that allows that if you need to tow or you need some help, you can call them. So Mama Gwen, I picked up the phone and I dialed the insurance number, and guess what the message said? It said, due to congestion and a high volume of calls. You're not with me just yet here. They couldn't respond to my need. Angel, y'all know how I was dressed. I mean, you know. And here I am. I'm trying to figure out, what am I going to do in this situation? How long will I be here? And fast forward, God in his grace sent two kind gentlemen who came out of the store. I said, hey, fellas, can you help me? They said, oh, yeah, we can help you. They lined up with my vehicle, jumped me off. I started on my journey. But then by time I got home, Fred, check this out. When I got home, I realized something. I didn't realize it before, but I realized something, that when I picked up my wallet, my license fell out. When my license fell out, I noticed that on the back of my Texas driver's license is a telephone number for Texas roadside assistance. I've been having this license for many years. It's been in my possession. It's been in my back pocket. Don't look at me like that, because some of y'all, that's exactly what you're like, what, really? I didn't even know. It's always been there. And had I read, then I would have been realized that I have access to help me in my time of need. Who am I talking to? You got the Word of God. You carry the Word of God. It's on your phone, but do you read the Word of God to realize that God's Word is always relevant? It's always timely. It's always true. And God's Word will still work for you. It'll work for you. Oh, because His Word will work if we're willing to work it. Because of His Word, with His Word, we get to know God. No, listen, he says, those things pass away, but my word never fails. This is the prophetic claim of the salvation of God, that God is true to His word. He promised that a Savior would come, and a Savior did come. He says, my word will stand forever. And I like the way John says it in John 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What he's saying there is that Jesus Christ is the incarnate Word of God. And hear me, not only is the Word standing forever, but our Word, God's Word, the Son of God, who is the Word of God, stands forever. I hope you get this, because the Word became flesh, which means when you have the Son of God, who is the Word of God, and you're standing on the Word of God, God will give you the strength you need to make it through everything you're going through. But you got to trust His Word. Read it. Remember it. Recite it. Believe it. And watch how His Word will give you hope and comfort. Because receiving comfort from His Word begins with knowing the Word. Jesus, the Word of God. Knowing the Word. So that when you grow in your relationship with Christ, you believe everything He says for us to believe. Because in Matthew 24:35, He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. God's word will never pass away. So what I want to encourage you to do is to find a promise in God's word. I want to encourage you to write that promise down and put it somewhere where every day you get to see it. So it can remind you that that promise is from God and it's personal to you. All those who've placed their trust in Jesus Christ are the children of God, and His promises are true to each person who accepts Him as Lord and Savior. I know we have some young people in here, some children, and if you're still awake, I was looking when I was your age. I kind of remember. It's a while ago, but I still remember some things. There used to be, John, a toy that I got. I guess my mother wanted me to work out my frustration. She got me a toy. The toy back in the day was called the Weeble Wobble. Now they call it the Bop. And the Weeble Wobble, it wobbles, but you can't. Oh, some of you in my generation now, it wobbles, but you can't fall down. Fred, here I am. Every day, I'm working on my form. I'm hitting that thing on each side, and it kept going. It kept leaning, but it come right back up. I said, I thought I could super kick it. Y'all don't know what a super kick is, but it's okay. And I thought if I did that, it would fall down. Alan, it had to fall, but it would lean, and it come back up. Now, I was an inquisitive child, so I had to know, why is it that every time I hit this thing, it keeps coming up? And I realized through my thorough investigation with a pocket knife. But anyway, yeah. That on the inside of that Weeble Wobble is a counterweight that sits as a foundation. Get this, so that it's on the inside. So that whatever affects it on the outside can't change the counterweight on the inside. That when you hit it on the outside, something on the inside keeps bringing it back up. I'm trying to help you understand something here. that when you have the Word of God on the inside, no matter what hits you on the outside, the Word of God not only stands forever, but it allows His children to stand back up. You can be a weeble wobble and you won't fall down. Why? Because you got the Word of God to guide your life. His Word stands forever. It stands forever. It stands against sin, and it stands in salvation. It stands against wickedness, and it stands in righteousness. It stands against depression, and it stands in deliverance. It stands against loneliness, and it stands in acceptance. It stands against fear, and it stands in faith. But you have to place your faith in the Word of God. Jesus taught it this way. He said, there are two builders who built a home. But like our lives, in their life, the storm came. When the storm came, the text says that the builder who built his home on the solid rock is the home that endured the storm. Build your hope in the truth of God's word, because God will never betray His word. He is faithful to perform everything He has promised. And when you find yourself in a situation that seems greater than you, remember that that situation is not greater than your God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. The promise of God's enduring word is particularly comforting to the people in the text who's in a national calamity. To you and I now, it's always relevant. And God's word does work. But the only way you can understand it, the only way you can receive it, is that you have a personal relationship with the Word, Jesus Christ, our Savior. In this time of invitation, I want to encourage you, because Psalm 145:13 tells us, the Lord is trustworthy in all His promises and faithful in all that He does. And in the last book of your Bibles, Revelation 21:5, says Jesus, He who is seated on the throne, said, I am making everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. God's word has worked for so many others, and God's word can work for you. But you must place your trust and your faith in Him. I'm going to ask our pastors to begin praying, that we stand on the foundation of God's word. We're going to commit to studying it, reading it, remembering it, reciting it, so that by His word we can rejoice in it, knowing that He is faithful. Pastor Tony, Pastor Brett, why don't you come forth? A moment, I want to pray for you. Praying that you accept Him at His word, trust His word, and give your life to Jesus Christ. To bow your heads all over the building. Your word is true. And we thank You that it is indeed trustworthy. That Your word stands forever. It overrules and superrules any other word. By Your word, we are created. By Your word, we are saved. By Your word, we can become Your children as we trust in Your word. In light of all that we've experienced in this week, Father, I pray that You would touch a heart, that they will say today that they are going to trust in your word for their lives and accept you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. You stand all over the building. If you're accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're saying, yes, I'm going to trust the word of God. I invite you to come in the time that is ours. Our pastors are here. They're here to counsel you. They're here to pray with you. As we sing, would you come?
Thank you for joining us online. We hope today's experience encouraged and challenged you. At Champion Forest, we are passionate about all kinds of people coming to know God, to grow in their relationship with Him and others, and then to go out and make a difference in the world. We would love the opportunity to talk and pray with you. To connect with us, just go to championforest.org/connect. And hey, of course, we can't wait to welcome you on campus, in person, on one of our locations. We'll see you soon.